We are joined by Mike Levine, the new football coach at Newburyport High School. And Mike, you're in town kind of sizing things up, coming in from Texas. But tell us a little bit about this process that has you landing here in Newburyport.
Yeah, Bill. The outgoing coach, as I'm sure you know, Coach Gaudiano, had an incredible run at Newburyport. Was here 28 wonderful, successful years. I'm just honored to be following in his footsteps. When I heard that Newburyport was hiring a new coach and I was trying to get into this neighborhood, it really worked out. The timing was perfect.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your coaching background, because you've been an assistant coach, played at Williams College, baseball and football, and then went out to Texas. But let's talk about some of your positions that you had out in Texas.
Yes, sir. Well, just by way of background, I moved to Texas as an attorney. I went to the University of Virginia for law school, yeah. Was an attorney at a large firm in Texas for about 7 years, got into coaching. Since that time, I've been a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, and a special teams coordinator. I've coached quarterbacks, running backs, O-line, receivers, D-line, outside linebackers, safeties, and corners. I've never coached the inside backers yet. I think that's the only individual position I haven't coached.
Well, and I saw in the Dan Harrison story in the Newburyport paper where you also have coached some very talented football players.
Yes, sir. Friday Night Lights is what you read about. I've been very blessed to coach in that environment in Texas. Right now I coach at a high school with 4,200 students. We have somewhere between 400 and 450 football players at the school I'm at now. We have about 170 freshman football players, for instance. And I've coached my share of kids, a young man who I think is on the Tampa Bay Bucks right now, Charles Sims, a kid who was a 3-year starter at Baylor, kids who's starting at SMU, University of Virginia, et cetera. And I had very little to do with the reason that those kids are so successful. They were just outstanding athletes, and I was blessed to get to coach them.
What will it be like, it's one of those things where I know coaching is the X's and O's are all the same, I guess, almost at whatever level you go to to some extent. But it is a difference coming from what you're just talking about to the Cape Ann League.
Sure, and without a doubt, there's wonderful football coaches in the Cape Ann League and all over Massachusetts. I don't for one minute think that there's any better coaching where I'm at now. And I played at a small high school in New Jersey, and I played Division III football in Massachusetts. So I understand that not every program is made up of thousands of kids. I think one of the biggest challenges for me will be I've been lucky enough for the last 10 years to have very few two-way players. And some of the schools I've been at in Texas are big enough where we have kids who just play offense, kids who just play defense. Obviously, at a place like Newburyport, you're going to have some two-way players. That really impacts planning practice. You can't just have the offense on one field and the defense on the other. You've got to mold the two together and make time for both. So that'll be a challenge for me to make sure I plan practice accordingly, take good care of our kids. Obviously, you can't afford to get kids hurt. You just don't have the numbers and the resources, so you've got to make sure you're taking good care of your young men.
Well, and again, now you're making a step from being an assistant coach to a head coach. So, whatever level that's at, that's got to be very exciting. So what kinds of things do you look at yourself saying, all right, I'm now the head coach, and I'm going to do boom, boom, boom?
Well, number one, it's incredibly important that you get a great staff to work with you. I don't kid myself to think that I can do this job by myself. Football is a team sport, and coaching it is a team sport. So the first thing for me is going to be to incorporate a lot of the wonderful guys that worked here last year with Coach Gaudiano, along with any new staff members that we bring on, and make sure that I have a staff that the kids feel comfortable with, that I feel comfortable with, and I'm sure we'll end up with some excellent football coaches, and together we'll put this team where it needs to be.
Yeah. Now, you have to look at the talent that you have to, develop your offense, your defense, and so on. But do you lean a particular way offensively, defensively? I'm sure there must be some leanings.
You bet. Come to the first game. No, we have a lot of good players coming back. Newburyport lost about 3 or 4 seniors from last year's team, and that's it. There were a lot of good underclassmen. So there's definitely a lot of kids that can play, that have varsity experience, that are returning for next season. Specifically how we'll utilize them, let me get on the field and see, exactly who's best at what. I've coached in enough systems. I've coached in just about every different imaginable offense and defense at some point or played in. where I can formulate our systems based on who we have. I'm not going to try to force a square peg in a round hole. If you've got a quarterback, when I coached at Stratford High School, we had a kid there named Andrew Luck, who most people have now heard of. And prior to Andrew, they had run a wing T. Well, this was before my time there, but the head coach said, "Why on earth are we handing off the ball 40 times a game when we have Andrew Luck? That would have been a silly offense to run with the best prep school quarterback in the nation running it." So we'll act accordingly. We'll take advantage of the talent that we have and get the best kids in the best places to succeed: offense, defense, and special teams.
You know, we're thinking of you coming to our area, but you know, when you think about it, Mike, you coming from Williams College, going out to Texas. I mean, what kind of harassment did you have to handle out there?
Let me put the positive spin on that. It's nice to be back in Massachusetts, where Williams has such a wonderful reputation. Yeah. You know, when you go to different parts of the world, you do get tired of asking the question. Now, Williams, is that a 4-year school? I actually have been asked that question from folks in Waco. Weren't sure if Williams was a 2-year school or a 4-year school. So it's nice to have folks around that appreciate, the excellent academics and the excellent football program at Williams College. But Texas is wonderful people. I mean, I'm going to miss it. I've met wonderful people. I've made great friends in the legal profession and in the football profession in Texas.
Maybe just expand a little more on the exit from the legal profession to going full-time coaching coaching and, sure. And whatever, yeah.
Sure. Well, the short answer is this is more fun and more rewarding way to make a living. Not financially, but in every other way, it's more rewarding. When all is said and done, you want to be able to lay your head on your pillow and say, "I did something positive. I made the world a better place." And, getting a major corporation to save $1 million to put with its $1 billion isn't making anyone's life all that much better. The opportunity you have as a football coach to affect lives of young men who are struggling with so many issues far beyond just what's on the football field, that's what really appealed to me. And hopefully that's what I bring to this profession, and that's what I'd like to take advantage of. Players don't tend to go to their Spanish teacher to ask for advice about family, friends, drugs or alcohol, girls, whatever it is that's troubling young men. Yeah. They do tend to come to their coaches, and we're honored, to play that role. Sometimes I feel like I need my therapist degree to be a successful football coach, but I'm lucky. I feel blessed that kids put that faith in us as coaches, and I want to rise to that occasion and be a positive force in the lives of young men.
Yeah. Well, and that is an important role for the high school football coach and even for the college football coach as well, for sure. What about your coaching influences? Where are some of your coaching influences? Whether they, obviously they start at a very young age, but I'm sure they've been tweaked even in the last few years.
You bet. Well, I'm a John Wooden junkie. I read every book I can get on John Wooden. There's a group out now called the Positive Coaching Alliance that I read a lot about. There are some changing attitudes about coaching. I think a lot of us were raised with an attitude that coaches yell and scream a lot, and that's what they do. And if you look at the success Steve Kerr and Luke Walton have had this year with the Golden State Warriors, very mild-mannered guys who, don't get me wrong, this is not about everyone getting a participation trophy. This is, we want to win. But there is some developing research that winning may not mean hollering and screaming and yelling at kids. Maybe when kids feel relaxed, when kids feel that it's okay to fail, that they'll actually be more aggressive, that they'll actually be more successful with coaches with a different demeanor. Of course, I was hugely influenced by Dick Farley, my college coach, legendary college coach at Williams College, one of the greatest football coaches anywhere at any time. My high school coach, Tom Boyer, who went to Springfield College in Massachusetts, was a wonderful football coach. And my dad influences everything I do in every aspect of my life.
Tell me more about that.
At the risk of embarrassing him, my dad has an interesting life story. He dropped out of, left college, middle of his junior year. Long story short, he is now a college professor. He is somebody who has overcome some adversity in his life to be successful in a field that he never thought he would be. And his determination, his honesty, my dad's the kind of guy who if he was going to sell you a used car, he'd probably talk you out of it. He'd tell you everything that was wrong with it before he'd let you drive off with it. He is painfully honest. He's just a generous, good person. And boy, that inspires what I bring to whatever it is I'm going to do.
Yeah. I watch coaches a lot too, either at the college level where I've covered games or whatever. And I totally agree with you on that, on the sense that You know, sometimes the quieter coaches are the ones that really are the ones that get a lot out of players in different ways. I think it allows players to develop. You know, in other words, it's like you're not putting them in a mold, or you're not expecting X, Y, Z. They do have a chance to develop, make mistakes, but then ultimately, as you point out, hopefully really come through in a big way.
Right. Well, I think every coach needs to find his own voice and needs to be true to his own style. You can't be unnatural as a coach, or the kids. Nobody sees through phoniness faster than a young person. So you have to be true to your own voice. But, you know, I coach with a wonderful head coach at Stratford High School named Elliot Allen. I have a great head coach now out in Texas, David Smith. And both of them, and Dick Farley to a T at Williams. I remember what I remember about Coach Farley. When we were winning 28-0, he was crazy. He was yelling and screaming at us to make sure we didn't let up. But when it was 17-14 with 2 minutes left, he was calm. And his calm demeanor, we fed off that as a team. And kids see through that. If a coach is yelling and screaming constantly, kids can block that out pretty quickly. I think kids need to feel that it's okay to bust your butt. And if you fail, you fail. They can't feel afraid of failure. They can't feel like they're going to get chewed out. And I'd rather not even get near the play, because if I dive in there and miss, I'm going to get screamed at. Kids need to feel comfortable and loved, where they're going to bust their butt and know that as long as they've given everything they've got, they're successful, whether that means a win or a loss.
Right. Well, Mike, I know you've had a chance probably to meet with the players, meet with the football team in Newburgh. Have you? I don't know if you have or not, but and then even look at some films. I guess we had a chance to do some of that. And what's your take?
Well, a lot more of the latter than the former. I just met some of the players this morning. I was at the stopped by the weight room where some coaches here were doing a great job getting those kids lifting early at 6 in the morning today. I've watched a lot of video. I've watched every game they've played for the last 2 years and every game they played last year multiple times. And last year's team, I know they finished 3-7, but with the exception of two games, they were in every one of those football games. It was a young team. It was a very young team, and there were some mistakes that, you know, the team was well coached. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm going to come in here and do a much better job. Coach Gaudiano did a great job. But there are some things that you see on video that I think we could do better. I think just with the natural maturation of players who are now sophomores, who will be juniors, who will be seniors, yeah. I think those kids will just naturally improve. And I'm excited as can be about the team we have coming back.
Well, it sounds exciting. Obviously, there's a new stadium here, the new turf and so on. And there is a rich tradition in Newburyport football with the, you know, a couple of former, you mentioned Coach Gaudiano, but Coach Stalen as well in Newburyport over there. And these are coaches that have been here for a long time. So do you realize that you're going to be here for the next 20 years, Mike?
I know it'll be a letdown if I'm not, right? No, but in all honesty, when I came here and met with Coach Mr. Hodgson, the athletic director, for the first time, one of the things that struck me, I see it sitting right here.
Oh, yeah.
Is the program from the dedication of World War Memorial Stadium and the James T. Stalen Field. The Thanksgiving game that they played here, which first of all was a super exciting game. We came back and beat Amesbury. But this program will move you to tears when you read the accounts of former players, how much Coach Stalen meant to them and how important a figure he was in their lives. And that really inspired me to want to get and take this job. If you can make that kind of a difference in the lives of young men that Coach Gaudiano and Coach Stalen have made in the lives of young men going back 50 years now here at Newburyport, wow, that would be an honor.
You know, Mike, a story on Jim Stalen is that I used to do the radio down in Salem, but we would do a thing where we'd branch out and talk to a Cape Ann League coach, even though we weren't covering Cape Ann League all, you know, with games, play-by-play, but we would talk to him, and Jim was often a guest, but he was the most articulate football coach probably I've ever talked to. He was so articulate and thoughtful and had a great grasp on the league and a very positive guy, and, you know, I think might fit that mold you were talking about earlier.
You bet. I met Coach Stalen. He was actually in the interview committee. And after you read this program, where the folks here at Newburyport did a wonderful job of collecting testimonials and letters from former players about the impact that Coach Stalen had in their lives. And what you notice when you read the letters is not that many of them are actually about football plays. Most of the recollections that former players have happened in practice, happened in school, but they are ways in which Coach Stalen positively affected the lives of young men at a critical and difficult time for young men in their high school lives. And he helped them, you know, turn into the successful men that they've become.
Yeah. Well, Coach, anything you'd like to share? Anything else I haven't asked you about that you would like to just share with folks right now?
Not much other than to say I'm excited. We've got a great staff and a great bunch of kids coming back, and I can't wait. Come on out, and let's fill up the stadium.
All right. All right, Mike Levine, nice joining you, and thanks for joining us, rather.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mike Levine, the new head football coach at Newburyport High School here on MSO News Sports.